19章。
Chapter 19。
列王记上19章。
First Kings chapter 19。
第九节到十八节。
Verse 9 to verse 18。
列王记上19章第九节到十八节。
First Kings chapter 19 verse 9 to verse 18。
第九节。
Verse 9。
他在那里进了一个洞，就住在洞中。神的话临到他说：“以利亚，你在这里做什么？”第十节。
Verse 10。
他说：“我为神万军之神大发热心，因为以色列人背弃了你的约，毁坏了你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知，只剩下我一个人，他们还要寻索我的命。”十一节。
11。
神说：“你出来，站在山上，在我面前。”那时神从那里经过，在他面前有烈风大作，崩山碎石，神却不在风中；风后地震，神却不在其中。十二节。
Verse 12。
地震后有火，神也不在火中；火后有微小的声音。十三节。
13。
以利亚听见，就用外衣蒙上脸，出来站在洞口，有声音向他说：“以利亚，你在这里做什么？”十四节。
14。
他说：“我为神万军之神大发热心，因为以色列人背弃了你的约，毁坏了你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知，只剩下我一个人，他们还要寻索我的命。”十五节。
Verse 15。
神对他说：“你回去，从旷野往大马色去，到了那里就要高哈薛做亚兰王。”十六节。
16。
又高林氏的孙子耶户做以色列王，并高亚伯米何拉人撒法的儿子以利沙做先知接续你。17节。
Verse 17。
将来躲避哈薛之刀的必被耶户所杀，躲避耶户之刀的必被以利沙所杀。18节。
Verse 18。
但我在以色列人中为自己留下7000人，是未曾向巴利屈膝的，未曾与巴利亲嘴的。阿们。今天早上我们用19章第一节到第八节谈到以利亚在罗藤树下的一幕。
In this morning's sermon we have talked about chapter 19 from verse 1 to 9.It is about Prophet Elijah under the broom tree.
我们用一拍再拍为题目，彼此来勉励。
And the topic for in this morning was touched again and again as the topic.
但愿我们的信心不会松懈。
Hopefully our faith will not be loosened.
但愿我们都能看见自己的软弱。
And also we can see our own weakness.
但愿我们都不要睡着了。
And we should not have ourselves asleep.
如果睡着了，要趁早睡醒。
If we are asleep, we should wake up as soon as possible.
今天下午我们继续来学习以利亚先知在山洞中的经过。
And this afternoon, I would like to share with you a discussion about Elijah in the cave of Mount Horeb.
就从第九节一直到十八节。
And this passage began from verse 9 to verse 18.
我们用一问再问来做主题。
And my topic for this afternoon is ask again and again as the topic.
一起来思考灵修上的问题。
And we shall discuss or touch upon the topic of spiritual cultivation.
求主耶稣亲自来带领，彼此能够得到造就。
And may the Lord guide us through this afternoon's service, and we will be edified from it.
何烈山就是神的山。
And the mountain Horeb is a mountain of God.
是当年神跟以色列百姓立约的地方。
And it is a place where God has made its covenant with the people of God.
也是神颁布律法的地方。
It is also a place where the commandments of God has been given to the Israelites.
今天何烈山就指着教会。
And Mount Horeb is referring to the church today.
教会是神是设立的。
And the church has been established by God.
教会有神的同在。
And the church of God has the presence of God.
主耶稣告诉我们应该往普天下去传福音。
And Jesus told us that we have to preach to till the end of the earth.
但是我们也必须常常回到神的山来领受神的话。
But often we must come back to the mountain of God to receive His words.
我们要回到神的山来祷告， 来得力。
Not only we should come back to his mountain to pray, but to receive his power.
所以做工很重要，没有错。
It is important to work for God.
但是灵修也相当的重要。
But more important is we have to cultivate our spirituality.
这两件事是相辅相成的。
And these two are indispensable.
必须要齐头并进。
They have to work hand in hand.
做工不灵修，常常是空的。
And without spiritual cultivation, your work will be worthless.
好像一座房子没有地基一样。
It's like a house that is built without foundation.
灵修不做工，那只是纸上谈兵。
And if you work for God without spiritual cultivation, then your work is in vain.
没有作用的。
And there's no purpose to it.
那么山洞中的学习就指着个人灵修上的问题。
And the learning in the cave, it means that you learn something from your spiritual cultivation.
山洞中的问题就个人内心深处不易察觉的问题。
And the problem in the cave is referring to that those problems that you face by yourself, which is unknown to others.
这常常是信仰上的一个盲点。
And oftentimes these are the blind spots in your faith.
如果我们不突破它的话，
if we do not surpass this problem,
会阻碍我们灵性上的进步。
It will hinder our progress in our spirituality.
甚至有时候会阻碍我们工作的进行。
And maybe it will even hinder our work in the church.
所以我们不得不谨慎。
Therefore, we must be all the more careful.
那么以利亚走了四十昼夜来到神的山。
And after Elijah has traveled 40 days, and came to the mountain of God.
事实上就是为了完成山洞中的学习。
And the purpose of this trip is to learn something from God in the cave.
进入山洞中的动机有两类。
And there are two motives. That he had when he went into the cave.
从消极方面来说,
from the standpoint of being passive,
这是一种逃避的行为啊。
He's trying to escape from something.
逃避环境的压力。
It is to escape from the pressure from his environment.
逃避人为的逼迫。
And also to escape from the suppression of others.
这是人求生的本能。
And this is the ability as a man to seek for survival.
这是负面的。
And this is negative.
他是工作停顿了下来。
And this stopped him from his work.
那积极方面呢?
And in the aspect of being proactive.
这是为了要面对自己。
It is to face oneself.
所以有时候必须暂时退隐。
And sometimes a person has to retreat himself from his work.
给自己一个冷静思考的空间。
So that you are given a space to think about yourself soberly.
用来调整自己。
And to adjust your steps.
重新得力。
And you can gain power once again.
然后再重新出发。
And then you depart from it once again.
这是正面的。
This is positive.
主耶稣在马太福音第六章第六节这样说。
And Jesus in Matthew chapter 6 verse 6 he said,
说你们祷告要进入内屋。
That when you pray, you must be able to enter in your inner room.
要关上门啊。
And to shut the door.
要祷告暗中的父啊。
And to pray to your Father in heaven.
我想就是这一个类型啊。
And I believe this is such.
那么问题是，当我们逃到洞中，到底我们是消极的逃避呢，还是积极的面对自己呢？有时候自己也分不清楚啊。
And sometimes when we enter into a cave, we couldn't tell ourselves that whether we are escaping from our problems or we are escaping ourselves just to gain strength again.
因为它是一种心理现象。
Because this is only a psychological reflection.
常常是错综复杂的。
And it could be very complex at times.
所以必须要冷静去思考。澄清才能够明白。
And we must think about this issue clearly so we could tell what it is.
那么我们从圣经来看以利亚进入洞中的动机啊，
so,
从头到尾都是为了逃。
And from the perspective of Elijah going into the cave, we could find that he is trying to escape from his problem.
所以一开始啊，他是消极的。
And from the beginning, he was very passive.
俗话说，旁观者清啊，当事者迷啊。
There is a saying that the one who is in the problem is much troubled by it than those who are not in the problem.
很明显的，以利亚先知他并不以为然，他并不认为是这样。
This is apparent that Prophet Elijah did not think that he was in a problem.
这是一个很普遍的毛病。
This is a common problem to all.
但这个毛病相当可怕。
And this kind of problem is very, very dreadful to many.
我们请看箴言十六章。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 16.
箴言十六章。
Proverbs chapter 16.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
请看箴言十六章二十五节。
Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25.
有一条路，人以为正，至终成为死亡之路。这里说，有一条路，人自己以为是对的，其实是错的。
It says here, there is a way that seemed right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death.
因为最后是死亡之路。
Because that leads to, you to death.
最后死得不明不白啊。
And you die, without knowing the reason.
这是最冤枉、最遗憾的事情。
And that is the most, pitiful thing to happen.
所以神在山洞中要教以利亚的目的就是这样。
And the purpose of Elijah in the cave, God wanted to teach him something.
要让他从消极变成积极。
So that he will, become proactive from his passiveness.
从负面变成正面。
And from negative to positive.
从停顿变成得力。
From stagnant, to the time when he received the power.
虽然这只是一念之差，只是一线之隔而已。
Perhaps this is only a split of seconds or just a string of thoughts.
但是必须要相当的思考、澄清，才能发现。
But that requires much contemplation for him to discover about himself.
那么最好的问题是什么？最好的方法是什么？
And what is the best method to counter this?
就是问问题。
It is to ask.
好好的想想看。
And to think about it.
好好的回答看看。
And to reply it carefully.
这个方法用于人对神，也用于神对人，都很有效。
And this method is good for, the communication between men to God and also, God to man as well.
我们看看保罗。
And let's look at the Paul.
当主耶稣选召保罗的时候，
When Paul was chosen by God,
保罗马上提出两个问题。
And Paul asked two questions.
第一个问题，
The first question.
主啊，你是谁？
He said, Jesus, or the Lord, who are you?
这是对主耶稣的认识。
And that is trying to find out, his knowledge towards God.
第二个问题，
The second question.
主啊，我当做什么？
Oh Lord, what should I do?
这是对自己的认识。
This is to know oneself.
这两件在我们的信仰生活当中都非常的重要。
And these two issues are the most important thing, to happen in our life.
这样才能明白神的旨意。
So we can know the will of God better.
相反的，神也常常问人哦。
In the opposite, God is always, asking men also.
为了帮助我们明白自己。
Because God's trying to help us to know ourselves.
也为了帮助我们明白问题。
And also to let us understand the problem.
好像亚当。
And just like Adam,
当亚当犯罪以后，
when Adam sinned,
神问亚当，
God asked Adam,
说亚当你在哪里？
Adam, where are you?
又好像该隐，
and just like Cain,
当该隐杀了亚伯之后，
when Cain killed Abel,
神问该隐，
and God, asked Cain,
说该隐你的兄弟在哪里呢？
He said, Cain, where is your brother?
又好像约拿，
and just like Jonah,
约拿为了神没有毁灭尼尼微城而生气。
And Jonas was enraged, in the fact that God did not destruct the city of Nineveh.
神问约拿。
And God asked Jonah.
说你这样发怒合理吗？
He said, is it right for you to be enraged?
其实标准答案神早就知道了。
As a matter of fact, the standard to this answer, has been known by God long time ago.
神根本不用问啊。
God, need not, ask him.
神这样问是为了提醒我们。
The reason for God to ask them is to remind them.
要我们好好的问问自己。
So that we can ask ourselves carefully.
因此在山洞当中，神同样问以利亚一个非常简单的问题。
Therefore, we could see that, when Elijah is in a cave, God also asked him a question.
神问以利亚说，你在这里做什么？
God asked Elijah, what are you doing here?
题目很简单。
It's a simple question.
但是发挥起来却很深远啊。
But this is quite a complicated question that is involved.
这个问题至少有三个层面。
And there are three aspects which I thought, there are to this question.
第一啊。
First of that.
你在做什么事情啊？
What is that? What are you doing now?
这件事是对呢，还是错呢？
Are you doing right thing or wrong thing?
第二。
Secondly,
你做这件事的动机是什么呢？
And what is your motive of doing this thing?
是为神呢？
Is it for the sake of God?
是为百姓呢？
Or is it for the sake of God's people?
还是为了你自己的？
Or the sake of yourself?
第三，
And thirdly,
你这样做的结果又是什么呢？
What is the consequence or the result of such a
decision? 是造就人吗？
Are you trying to edify someone?
还是败坏的人呢？
Or is trying to bring about bad examples to others?
哦，没有想到以利亚的回答很快。
And Elijah's answer to that question was quick.
而且非常理直气壮。
And he was trying to defend himself.
以利亚肯定自己做的是对的。
And he recognized all the things that he has done was right.
他的回答是我为神大发热心呢。
And he replied that I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty.
为神大发热心这个主题完全正确。
And it is right that he was zealous for God.
但是以利亚用的是完成式啊。
But this happened in the past.
特别是指的加密山上。
And that was referring to the work that he has done in Mount Carmel.
他怎么不怕死的？一个人对八百五十个假先知。
He wasn't afraid to die when he was confronting 800 false prophets.
他怎么样为神来征战
？And how was he able to fight for God?
他怎么样使以色列民转回
？And how he was able to turn Israelites back to God?
他怎么样杀了这些假先知
？And how was he able to kill or slain those false prophets?
啊，这些的延伸又是什么呢？
And what is the extended meaning to this phenomenon?
以利亚告诉神，现在逃到洞中也是不得已的。
And what Elijah is trying to tell God that for him to escape into the cave was inevitable.
还是很热心的。
He was very zealous for God as well.
如果不热心，为什么要逃？
And if he was not zealous for God, why was he escaping?
啊，接下来又是什么呢？
And what happened after that?
你看这些百姓有多坏。
And the Israelites was indeed very, very bad.
他们杀了那么多的先知。
They have killed many prophets.
现在剩下我一个，他们也不放过。
And I'm the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too.
还要寻索我的命。
And they wanted to kill me.
那这些话的里面又是什么呢？
And what is the what is his point behind these words?
神啊，难道你没有看见吗？
He's trying to tell God that Lord, didn't you see all this?
他的回答虽然理直气壮，
even though he was trying to defend himself,
但是从他的回答里面却显露了人性软弱的一面。
And you could see his weakness or the weakness of human in such a reply.
就是人的自义和人的不满。
That is the self-righteousness and also disgruntled of man.
人一旦在软弱当中，就会逃避现实。
In one's weakness, a human will try to escape from it.
然后就活在过去里面。
And then we dwell in the past.
尤其是活在过去的轰轰烈烈的表现当中。
Especially we often trying to mention our past, how much work we have done.
记得小弟以前在台湾当兵。
I still could recall when I was in the military in Taiwan.
我在空军官校。
And I was in the Air Force.
我们的单位有位老士官。
And in my the unit that I was servicing, I have a teacher.
说起来他也很可怜。
And he was quite pitiful also.
没有什么亲人。
He did not have any relatives.
就只有他一个人非常孤单。
He's alone.
他的人生目标是什么？
And what was his objective in his life?
就是买爱国奖券。
That is to buy lotteries.
所以我每一次要回家，他就托我钱说：“你帮我买两张。”
Every time when I go home, he will ask me to buy a couple of the lotteries for him.
然后我每一次下火车就随便买两张，买他的都会中奖。
And after I get off the train station, I'll just randomly bought a couple of lotteries, and he always won.
但是买我自己的从来不会中的。
But if I try to buy it for myself, I will never win.
因为这种做法是不对的。
Because I thought that it was not right for me to do so.
他的人生目标就只有这样子。
And his goal in his life is only such.
所以他，我们跟他在一起，他每一次都讲一样的事情，都是他过去怎么样。
When we gather to have a chat, we always talk about the same thing in his past.
我们在那边一年当中，不知道听他讲几百遍了。
And I've heard about his story 100 over times.
但是还是要听。
And I still try to bear with it.
因为这样他会舒服一点。
Because I knew that will make him comfortable.
因为他活在过去里头。
Because this person dwell in the past.
为了提过去，就是因为现在不如意啊。
He mentioned about his past is because what his life now is not joyful.
那么问题是活在过去并不能解决现在的问题。
But what had happened in his past life will not help what is present.
神所要的是现在,
what God wants from you is now, is not past. Therefore, God is asking him for what's happening now.
神问他现在,
and God is asking him that what are you doing here now?
很可惜, 当一个人活在过去的时候, 这个人无形当中就会自立起来。
It is pitiful that if one dwells in the past, he will become self-righteous.
他的结论不是只有我一个, 就是剩下我一个。
And his conclusion to such that he was the only one left.
意思就是除了我, 没有人能够像我这样啦。
He was trying to say that I'm the only one who is capable to be around,
这是,
not the rest of the people.
这是人对自己的主观的认为。
And this is a very, very subjective view from him.
其实不一定是对的。
Because that is needless to be right.
记得小弟在美国学习的时候,
I was in the United States when I was learning.
有一次跟一位弟兄聊天,
and I was, there was a time when I was chatting with a brother.
感谢主这位弟兄现在在美国是相当好的。
And this brother was a good brother.
我们聊了聊了, 从美国一直聊到非洲去了。
And we have talked about many things happening in the United States and also Africa.
这位弟兄突然问我一个问题,
and suddenly this brother told me this.
啊, 你有没有想过,
he asked me this, what, have you ever thought about this?
如果我们从小都在非洲生长, 出生在非洲, 你想我们会变成怎么样?
What would you imagine if we all grown up in Africa?
我突然愣住了。
And suddenly I just paused.
你说我们会变成怎么样?
And then I asked him, what do you think that we will become?
后来我就告诉他,
and then
我就告诉他,
and then I told him,
我说大概我们也好不到哪里去哦。
And I told him that probably it won't turn out too well.
所以人有时候都是一种主观的感觉而已。
And sometimes we're just very subjective.
这叫做自义啊。
That is considered as self-righteousness.
其实这种认知跟事实常常有很大的差距。
Therefore, sometimes there are disparity in our understanding with the fact and also our circumstances.
以利亚先知认为只有剩下他一个。
And Prophet Elijah thought that he was the only one left.
但是事实上，厄巴底藏了100个先知在山洞里头。
And but the fact that there were 800 or 7,000 there were 100 prophets still in the cave.
更糟糕的是, 在神的眼中还有7,000个。
And the worst is that in the eyes of God, there were still 7,000 around.
可见人只是看表面, 只看片面。
And we could see that human only look at the surface.
这种看法常常是不客观也不正确。
And such a perspective is always being subjective and is not all-rounded.
好吧, 就算是真的好了。
Oh, let's say if what Elijah told God was right.
这种只剩下我一个这一句话应该由神来说,不应该由自己来说。
For him to say that he was the only one left, it was not right for him to say this.
就像摩西,
it's like Moses.
神说摩西是世上极其谦和的人啊,没有人比他更谦卑。
God said that Moses was the meekest of all in the whole world.
神说摩西在我的家中全然尽忠啊,像主耶稣一样啊。
And Moses was so faithful to me, just like in the house of Abraham.
让神来说才是正确的。
And God's comment is only is always right.
今天很多人说我们好,我们不见得就很好。
And if many people say that we are good, we might not be good.
所以不必高兴。
Do not be joyful over such a comment.
今天很多人说我们很坏,也不见得就很坏。
Perhaps people will comment that you are a bad person, but do not think that you are bad just because people say that.
所以也不必过于自卑。
And do not be feel that you're being let down.
今天我们自己说我们好,更不见得我们就好。
And if we think that we're good, it need not to be actually good.
重要的是神怎么看我们。
What's most important is how God is looking at you.
所以很多事情不应该由我们自己来说。
There are many things that shouldn't be commented by ourselves.
俗话说,好汉不提当年勇。
There's the saying that heroes never mention about his past.
主耶稣更教训我们。
And the Lord Jesus also taught us this.
请看路加福音17章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 17.
路加福音17章,
Luke chapter 17,
第10节,
verse 10.
路加福音第17章第10节。
Luke chapter 17, verse 10.
这样，你们做完了一切所吩咐的，只当说我们是无用的仆人，所做的本是我们应分做的。做工之后，只有这一句话。
And after you have done the work for God, this is the only thing that you could say.
其他的都不用提了。
Any other things you need not mention it.
我们是无用的仆人。
We are unworthy servants.
只是尽本分做而已。
We have only done our duty.
那免得落入自义的陷阱当中。
This is trying to prevent ourselves from falling into pitfall of being self-righteous.
那么当一个人不小心落入自义的陷阱里头以后,
And if someone who has fallen into self-righteousness,
接下来就是不满。
And then the next you will hear grumbling from him.
会对人不满。
And he will be disgruntled against human.
会对环境不满。
And he will be unsatisfied about his surrounding.
最后会对神不满。
And eventually he will be disgruntled against God.
圣经说以利亚是个义人，绝对是对的。 以利亚是个义人。
And the Bible says that Prophet Elijah was a righteous person, and which such a comment was right.
在雅各书第5章里头，谈到义人的代祷是大有功效的。
And in James chapter 5, it mentions that the prayer of the righteous is right.
这里面特别用以利亚做例子。And
here, they have take the instance of Prophet Elijah as an example.
说到以利亚在加密山上怎么求雨啊。
And it's talking about how Prophet Elijah has prayed for rain in Mount Horeb.
我们想想以利亚当时代祷的精神是什么。
And what is the spirit behind his prayer when he was there?
他满怀信心。
He was filled with faith.
他大有爱心。
He was filled with love.
他恒切不断。
And he prayed earnestly.
但是现在在山洞中呢。
And what had happened to him when he was in the cave?
我们好像看不到以利亚的代祷了。
Then we could see supplications from him.
我们所看到的是什么？
What did we see?
是他在神面前控告神的百姓。
We only saw that he was complaining against the people of God.
请看罗马书。
Please turn to Romans.
罗马书11章。
Romans chapter 11.
罗马书11章。
Romans chapter 11.
请看第2节。
Please read verse 2.
罗马书11章第2节。
Romans chapter 11 verse 2.
神并没有弃绝他预先所知道的百姓。 你们岂不晓得经上论到以利亚是怎么说的呢？ 他在神的面前怎样控告以色列人说？ 第3节。
Verse 3.
主啊， 他们杀了你的先知， 拆了你的祭坛， 只剩下我一个人， 他们还要寻索我的命。 第4节。
Verse 4.
神的回话是怎么说的呢？ 他说， 我为自己留下7000人， 是未曾向巴利屈膝的。 保罗在这里特别提到这一件事情。
And Paul has been making a point to mention about this incident.
保罗用控告来形容当时的以利亚。
And Paul has explained the incidents as Elijah has appealed to God against Israel.
圣经里面的控告都是出于魔鬼的。
And such an appeal is always from the devil.
圣经里面的论断都是因为恶人。
And the gossiping against people are from devil.
圣经当中的义人只有不断的代祷。
The only righteous people in the Bible are those who pray continuously.
我们看看亚伯拉罕为所多玛城的人代祷。
And we could see the prayer of Abraham towards the people in the city of Gomorrah.
从50个义人一直求到10个义人。
He prayed for the 50 righteous. To the 10 righteous.
我们看看尼希米的祷告。
And also look at the prayer of Nehemiah.
他说，我跟我的父家都有罪了。
He said, both I and my father of my house, the house of my father, have sinned.
我们看看以斯拉的祷告。
Let's also look at the prayer of Ezra.
他说，我们的罪孽灭顶啊，罪恶滔天。
He said, we have so much sin that we have sinned against God.
我们再看看但以理的祷告。
And also the prayer of Daniel.
他说，我说话祷告承认我的罪。
He said, I pray because I recognize my sin.
还有我本国人民的罪。
And also the sin of the people in the nation.
从他们的祷告当中给我们一个感觉。
And their prayers has left us such an expression.
他们都是站在一体的，从来没有对立。
Such an impression that in their prayers there's no opposition.
那么为什么以利亚会从代祷变成了控告？
And why Elijah's prayer has turned into appeal?
这是因为不满的情绪在里面作祟。
That is because he has this sense of disgruntled in his heart.
人一旦不满，就会忘记自己在做什么。
When a person disgruntled, he will not be happy over what had happened.
表面上看起来好像为神大发热心。
And on the surface, it seems that he was zealous for God.
实质上是在为自己打抱不平。
But in actual fact, they was trying to appeal for themselves.
这样的结果不但不能造就人，不能造就教会，反而败坏了。
And such a consequence, not only it couldn't edify the church, it will bring the church to a worse stage.
这是相当可怕的。
And that is dreadful.
更可怕的是，这种自义还有不满的情绪，常常隐藏在我们内心的深处。
And what is easily discovered.
以至于让我们说起话来会理直气壮。
So that we could see that we felt that we are very defensive.
会据理力争。
And then we'll try to fight for our own rights.
神知道人的软弱。
And God knows the weaknesses of man.
神更知道问题的所在。
And God knows more about where we are.
神为了教导以利亚。
God wanted to teach Prophet Elijah.
神暂时放下他威严的一面。
And God has placed aside his seriousness.
神不在烈风当中。
And God,
烈风，强烈的风。
God was not in the strong wind.
神也不在地震里头。
And God was not in the earthquake as well.
神也不在大火里面。
And God was not in the fire as well.
虽然神本身就是烈火。
Even though God was fire himself.
现在神在慈爱微小的声音当中出现了。
And now God was in the presence of his love.
为了让过去那些轰轰烈烈的事工影像消失了。
That is all because he wanted all that he has done before be passed away.
为了让以利亚那些不满的情绪冷却下来。
And also to calm down the sense of disgruntled of Elijah.
让以利亚有一颗绝对安静的心重新去思考。
So that Prophet Elijah will once again gain his soberness and think about himself.
所以神一问再问。
Therefore, God asked one again and again.
神第二次又问以利亚。
And second time, God asked Elijah again.
你在这里做什么？
What are you doing here?
神要以利亚好好的想一想。
God wanted Elijah to think about it carefully.
要他好好的扪心自问。
And wanted him to ask himself in his heart.
要他再一次的面对自己。
So that he can confront himself once again.
要他好好的调整自己。
And he can once again adjust himself.
真的人有时候必须要绝对安静的心才能找到神。
And I do agree that only one a person calm down, then he can seek God.
真的有人有时候必须要去掉自义跟不满，才能够听见神的训诲。
Therefore, I always often find that when one has taken away his own disgruntled and also complaints, then he could see the grace of God.
才能明白神的旨意。
And then he can come to understand the will of God.
这就是神要以利亚学习的功课。
This is what God wanted Elijah to learn.
也是我们末日真教会所有的工人、所有的信徒应该学习的功课。
And also setting an example for all the people of God and also the workers of God.
记得小弟在美国的时候。
I still recall when I was in the United States.
有一位姐妹。
There was a sister.
她真的很热心做工。
And she was very zealous for church.
默默地来扫会堂。
And she swept the church quietly.
默默地去扫厕所。
And she cleaned the bathroom quietly.
没有人看见。
Nobody saw it.
她的家境虽然很不好。
And even though she was poor.
但是她常常请慕道者到她家去吃饭。
But she always invited
慕道者。
Invited truth seekers to go to her house for meal.
为的是要传福音给她。
All that is for the sake of preaching to the newcomers.
有一次她做圣工遇到挫折了。
There was once she faced some problem in her work.
她躲到洞里面去。
She escaped herself into the cave.
她非常的灰心。
She was very discouraged.
她 她向神祷告，求神使她能明白。
She prayed to God so that she could understand why.
为什么会这样？
Why did such a thing happen?
但是没有结果。
But there was no answer to it.
有一天她坐在客厅。
Then one day, he was sitting in her living room.
她就随便拿了一卷录音带放着来听。
And she played one of
讲道的录音带。
She was she casually took a sermon and a sermon cassette and played it.
其实这一卷录音带她已经听过几十遍了。
Even though she had heard the sermon from that tape a couple of times already.
她也没有什么感觉。
And there was she didn't feel anything special.
但是很奇妙，那一天不一样。
But it was so miraculously that day when she heard it again.
她在听那个录音带。
When she was hearing it.
她仔细地听。
And she listened carefully.
突然里面有一个声音一直告诉她。
And suddenly there was a voice was telling her again and again.
其实录音带的内容根本不是在讲这个。
Even though the content of such a sermon was not referring to what she has heard.
但是奇怪的是，那个声音一直打动她的心。
But strangely enough, that voice was continually reminding her.
一直问她一个问题。
And kept on asking her a question.
你做圣工真的坐在我的身上吗？
Are you doing all this work for me?
她重新在思考这个问题。
And then she was thinking about this problem again.
她从山洞中走出来了。
Then she walked out from the cave.
她又开始发起热心。
She was once again zealous.
又有一次她又受到很严重的打击。
And then later on, she came across another more serious problem again.
这一次的打击比上一次更重了。
And this time, it was much more serious than what had happened before.
她又走进了山洞。
She then went into the cave again.
这一次走得更深了。
And this time, she has entered into the even more inner part of the cave.
她还是祷告神，求神让她能够明白。
And then she once again prayed to God for in order to understand.
为什么会这样？
Why did such a thing happen?
但是还是没有答案。
But to no avail.
直到有一天。
And until one day,
全家的人都出去了。
And her family has gone out.
剩下她自己一个留在家里面。
She was alone at home.
这时候她跪下来祷告。
She knelt down and prayed.
那一天很奇怪，她的心非常的安静。
It was miraculously enough that she was calm in her heart.
她真的进入内屋祷告。
She has entered into the inner room of her heart to pray.
她开始祷告的时候，起先也是大哭啊。
And when she first prayed, she cried out loudly.
但是一阵子以后，突然声音怎么一直下来，一直没有了。
Not long after, she could find that her voice gradually calmed down.
不是她自己要的哦。
And it was not her choice to do so.
是圣灵带领，圣灵叫她这样子。
It was guided by the Holy Spirit to do so.
最后竟然停下来了。
And all of a sudden that she stopped her prayer.
她感到莫名其妙。
She felt strange.
突然间她低头看到地上。
And suddenly she saw what was on the floor.
地面上出现了四个字。
And on the floor, there was written four words.
谦卑忍耐。
That is to be humble and patient.
她恍然大悟。
And suddenly she realized.
神要她重新思考看看。
God wanted her to think about it again.
你真的谦卑吗？
Are you humble?
你真的有忍耐吗？
Are you patient?
所以她告诉我。
And then she told me.
他说：“事实上，在这以前，他的内心充满了质疑跟不满。”
And she told me that before this, she felt that she was very self-righteous.
感谢神，神用这种方法让他重新走出山洞中。
Thanks to grace of God, she was able to exit from the cave again.
所以这是相当重要的功课。
And that is a very important homework to be learned.
不过，山洞中的学习只是一个手段。
And I would say that the learning from the cave, it is only a mean.
它不是一个目的。
It is not a objective.
它是个人的灵修。
It is a self spiritual cultivation.
真正要工作，还是必须要走出来。
The true work that we do is to walk out from the cave.
还要走回去。
And also to walk back to it again.
回到原来工作岗位上去。
And to walk back to our post.
要勇敢地面对现实。
And then to confront the reality.
虽然这一段路还是那么远。
Even though this path is so far away.
要走四十个昼夜啊。
And that one have to walk 40 days and not.
大概是370公里啊。
That is about 370 kilometers.
虽然这个工作还是一样那么艰巨啊。
Even though the work was hard,
但是神的工人必须要顺服到底。
But as the worker of God, he must be submissive.
要以完成神的工作为第一。
And also to put the priority of completing the work of God as at first.
这一点后来以利亚成功了。
That is how Elijah succeeded at the end.
因为他做到了。
Because he has done what was told.
一直到他被接升天为止。
Until the time when he was received to the heaven.
那么为什么他后来能够完全的顺服，而且顺服到底呢？
And why was he able to submit himself totally and to submit himself to the end?
我想这跟他山洞中的学习有关系。
I believe that has to do with what when he was in the cave.
因为他真正走出了自义和不满的山洞阴影了。
Because he has truly walked out from the cave of disgruntled and the cave of displeased.
所以我们这样说。
Therefore, I would say this.
一个人只有真正脱离自义和不满。
It is only when a person departs from his self-righteous and also disgruntled.
他才有可能真正的顺服在神的带领之下。
Then he is able to submit himself under the guidance of God.
而且才能至死不会改变。
And also, he will not change again until the day he dies.
最后我们来看一节圣经做个结论。
And lastly, I would like to read another verse to conclude today's sermon.
请看诗篇十九篇。
Please turn to Psalm chapter 19.
诗篇十九篇
Psalm chapter 19
十二节
Verse 12 and 13
诗篇十九篇十二节十三节
Psalm chapter 19 verse 12 and 13
我们一起来念这两节圣经
Let's all read it together these two verses
十二节
Verse 12
预备开始谁能知道自己的错事呢愿你赦免我隐而未现的过错十三节
13
求你拦阻仆人不犯任意妄为的罪不容这罪辖制我便完全免犯大罪罪有两种
There are two kind of sins
一种是显而易见的罪
One of which is easily seen
就好比加拉太书所说的那些情欲的事
And just like what it described in the book of Galatians, that those are the sin of the desires.
另外一种是隐而未现的罪。
Another kind is hidden sins.
就像自义和不满。
And it's like being self-righteous or being disgruntled.
今天有时候我们虽然没有犯显而易见的罪。
Even though we have not committed any sin that is easily seen.
但是在我们内心的深处却有隐而未现的罪
But in our hearts we have many hidden sins
有时候我们会掉入山洞里头
And sometimes we will fall into the cage
进入山洞不是不好
It is not all wrong to be in the cage
重要的是怎么在山洞当中学习
What's most important is that what you have learned in the cage
神爱我们
God loves us so dearly.
神要去除我们这些罪。
God wanted to take away all the sin from us.
神要赦免我们这些罪。
God wanted to forgive all of our transgressions.
神要让我们达到完全的地步。
And God wanted to reach till the extent of completeness.
所以神要一问再问。
Therefore, God wanted to ask us again and again.
神要问我们每一位。
And God will ask each and every one of us,
你在这里做什么?
What are you doing here?
但愿求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让神还没有问我们之前，我们自己先问问自己。
So that before God asking us this question, we will come to understand what we are doing.
先提醒自己。
And to remind us beforehand.
用绝对安静的心，扪心自问。
And to ask ourselves with a calm heart,
我到底在做什么?
What are we doing?
我做的这个事对吗?
What am I doing, and am I doing the right thing?
我做这件事是为神吗?
Am I doing this thing for the sake of God?
是为教会吗?
Am I doing this thing for the sake of church?
还是为自己呢?
Am I doing this thing for the sake of myself?
我这样做的结果又是如何呢?
And what is the consequence of what I'm doing right now?
是造就人吗?
Is it for the benefit or edification of others?
还是败坏人呢?
Or to bring bad examples to others? Or to corrupt others?